Welcome to episode 2 of the Legendary Momentum Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Webb. Thanks for joining me today. Today, I wanted to talk about you. We all have been given gifts and talents. We all have things that we're good at. We all have things that we really, really love to do. And so I want you to today and this week focus on how to bring those out. And what I mean by that is it's pretty easy in this day and age of social media, even though there's some really good things about social media, to compare yourself, to look at other people and what they're doing, and to think maybe you don't measure up, or to think that maybe you're lacking something or missing something. And what I want you to do for this week is just to focus on what you're good at and focus on the things that you do well. And I'll give you an example from my own life. I am finishing up a book that I started writing quite a few years ago, and it's taken me a while. And, you know, maybe I'll get into later on, fear of completion and not wanting to finish because I'm afraid people won't like it, that kind of thing. But anyway, I'm finishing up this book, and it's a political thriller. And so in that genre, if I'm not familiar with it, Tom Clancy, Vince Flynn, Brad Thor, those guys are kind of the Mount Rushmore, I guess you could say, of that world. And so when I started writing, and even as I'm still writing, my mindset has always been, man, there's no way this book is as good as Tom Clancy's. And the reality of it is, for one, that's just a really bad mindset because this is my first book. Tom Clancy wrote a ton of books. And the other part of that is it's not supposed to be a Tom Clancy book because I'm not Tom Clancy. I'm Jonathan Webb. And so for you, I want you to do that. There's somebody in your world, whether it's the job that you're working at, the business that you're doing, whether you're a writer yourself, whatever it is, a podcaster, whatever, there's somebody in your world that you look at and go, that's the Mount Rushmore of mine. I'm never going to compare to them. And so here's the thought I want to leave with you today. Don't. Because we already have one of those. The world already has a Tom Clancy. He wrote a ton of books. He left a huge legacy in the political thriller world. There's video games with his name on them now, and that kind of thing. The world already had a Tom Clancy. The world needs you. And so whoever that is in your world, think about it and then just stop and realize that you have been given gifts and talents that we, as in the rest of the world, we need those. We want to see those. We want to hear those. We want to read those words from you. And so live in that and be proud of that. You know, we already have fill in the blank. You know, we already have a Tony Robbins. We already have whoever it is in the world that you're in. And so we need you. We need what you bring to the table and what you have to offer. And so today, just take a few minutes and just sit down and just write out a few things that you feel like you're good at. You know, go back and listen to the first episode I did about taking compliments from people. Ask people what you're good at. Write that down and see where there's ways that you can really, really, really dive into that and really grow and really become someone who's not afraid to share those gifts and talents with the world. And again, I'm working on this myself. I struggle with this pretty often. And so the best way to combat that is to just continue to look for ways to share and to look for ways to get your word, your message, whatever that may be, in whatever form that may be, out to the public. And so I really, really want you to try that this week. I'm going to work on that myself, work on ways to really not compare myself to people who have been doing this for 20 years. And since I'm new to this, and say, you know what? No, I'm not going to compare myself to them. We already have them. It's time for me. It's time for me to get out there and let people know what I'm about. I hope that is encouraging to you. I hope this is something that really speaks to you, because I know this is something I've really been working on. And it's a really, really impactful message when you can get to the point where you say, no, the world already has one of them. It's my turn. So, hope you have a great day, and we'll talk soon.